twisting, turning through the sky. The one we came here for is nigh, spiraling, diving as she goes, looking forward.
Well, boogie back up now, it's your wall. Check. Chloe, check your mic one more time.
Hi, this is Chloe P. I'm on the microphone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you want to turn it yourself a little bit.
Oh, God. Perfect. My voice is so important. If they can't hear me, this show is a bust.
Today has been one of the more stressful and worst days I've ever had in my life, but I'm here, and we're going to do this, and I'm going to try to put a smile on my face and actually be communicative today.
Don't worry. I got...
So... River City Sounds, episode 73.
73. I'm Chloe.
I'm Cole.
And we're here with...
Castle Black.
Lee.
Joey.
Of Castle Black.
And the dogs.
And can we introduce the dogs?
What are the dogs' names?
Yeah, Jetta is here making her bed on the Carhartt jacket, and Ranger is getting his pets right over here. Sailor Ranger in his anchor shirt.
Very cool.
And we have... There's something special about you guys... You're not from Richmond.
Yeah, not.
We're not. Yeah, are we the first? Or
definitely the first New York band.
Okay. We've had a few people from Virginia. Like,
yeah.
Not Richmond.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we're not ruining the feed.
No, that was kind of the idea, is that, especially since you guys are playing tonight, right? Or is that tomorrow?
Right. We're playing it's tonight.
So
yeah.
Tonight, which is February the 25th, it's probably come out a week after you guys have played that.
Well, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, tonight at February 25th, Saturday, you guys are going to be playing
Garden Grove.
Garden Grove. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah.
Lost it.
They have board games there.
We've been there. We played there once before. What, in the summer?
They're very sweet. I love them.
Place. Very receptive to bands as well.
Yeah, they're really so music focused.
You wouldn't necessarily expect it. It seems like a place that's like a whatever it is, a winery.
Especially since they have the board games there. Brewery. You kind of feel like you might be intruding a little bit.
But, yeah.
They just leave, you know? So
exactly.
They start playing. No, that place is great. They're very receptive to bands.
Yeah. I think they're musicians too, because whenever I remember him saying that when we were booked with them, and so we get it, you know?
Is it still a bald dude with the glasses and the mustache guy?
There's a guy named Chris, so I'm not sure. I think I didn't meet him last time, okay. So I'm not sure exactly, but he's very sweet.
You probably know exactly who I'm talking about if the description kind of, you know what I mean?
We'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, sounds like a cartoon character.
Yeah. Who are you guys playing with?
We're playing with Cyber Twin and Voodoo Mother. Voodoo Mother is new. It's one of the guys from... God, I'm going to mess this up right now. I don't know. We played with another one of their bands, so he just started this other band, and yeah, Voodoo Mother.
You also can have a connection to this podcast as well, our mixer, Zach Antonioli. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Oh, from Leech.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they played with you guys once before.
We have
as
played
well.
With them.
Yeah.
So they said they're excited to mix this, so that should be fun.
Yeah.
Spend a little time with some tangents here. So how about we first talk about what are the origins of this project?
Well... I mean, it goes back to, the first EP was in 2015, so, I mean, it's been in some kind of form since then. Joey joined in 2018, and that's kind of been, like, the last two EPs and kind of, you know, the sound as you kind of hear it now. So it kind of just had a lot of iterations up until now.
So there were other members before?
There were other members.
Okay.
There were other drummers that we had bassists until
we had bassists
recently
together.
You had bassists before as well. Mm-hmm. Lee's been the common thread. Mm-hmm. It's her project, and now it's just us, but like I don't know, we could probably tally up how many members there have been and all. Also, there were periods where it's just like people were like filling in for a time.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you count them?
They're gonna come tour for you real quick. Like I
yeah,
did a
we had a couple of those.
Right,
of
yeah,
before.
Or even
yeah.
even just around town too. Like I know you had people just, you know. But yeah,
picking up on the live end at some certain areas.
Yeah, we've been in this iteration since, I guess, just the two of us. A little bit after COVID, like during COVID, we were doing like these like kind of stripped down shows still with our bassist Scott, and then like it was just in the midst of that. Oh, we were doing live streams and stuff too. In the midst of all that, it was kind of just like we just decided just ended up being. Just the two of us. Like, what? How much time is that? A year and a half?
I think it was like June 2021.
Okay,
yeah.
A year and
so
half.
That's kind of how it's been now. I mean, we're still planning on recording with bass. Like, we're gonna still have bass and stuff on the recording.
We played to a bass track.
Yeah.
I was about to say you guys had to have recorded that. At
yeah,
some point.
Scott recorded the bass parts. Yeah. We just got the stems from the engineer and just like booted them up on the thing. We just play to a click and easy enough.
So the name Castle Black, where does that come from? Is there any significance to that? It's okay if there's not.
No,
it's a Game of Thrones reference. So
okay,
yeah.
Oh, it was, okay, yeah. Fine.
Yeah, the old castle.
Wait,
which is
or is it is a?
I don't know Game of Thrones.
Well, Song of Ice and Fire.
I was about
to say
yeah.
Who want to be? Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be because I don't actually.
I
know.
Should be. I mean, but I just kind of was speaking loosely, but
no, that's fine. Yeah, it's the Game of Thrones series.
Exactly. Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it just was like one of those things, and it was funny because I think it was like right. I think I named the band before the
whole
TV
House of
show
Dragon
was,
stuff started. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So then it was all of a sudden it was like, you know, Castle Black was really prominent.
People
in the
noted
TV
this,
show.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like, oh wow.
That's so funny. I didn't actually connect that because we were probably messaging when that show was out, and I didn't connection neither. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Amazing. Game of Thrones, so cool.
I wasn't even a Game of Thrones fan. I got roped into this
now
whole
you like
thing.
It
now I feel like I had to do my due diligence. Like, I'm in a Game of Thrones reference band, like I kind of have to watch it.
It's not a reference band, it's just a name.
The
I
band
mean,
isn't,
you know,
themed off
that's
of
what
Game
I mean.
Of Thrones, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be
just
clear
the name.
People take inspired. You know, people take names from books, they take it from, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to watch it once and my roommates were like, you have to do this, and we made it like 10 minutes in and I was like, can we please watch, like, I don't know, something else?
Right, yeah. Cake Boss.
Yeah, I need something lighthearted. So, great sound, super cool. How would you guys describe your genre, and what are your influences?
Yes, exactly, that's what I was about to ask, because have you ever
question
gotten...
number three.
Have you ever gotten the example of you guys sounding like a math rock version of Patti Smith?
Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah,
we've
that's
gotten
a really nice.
Definitely Patti Smith has come up, but not that particular the math rock part of it, which is cool. We sometimes will just joke around with math grunge, like we'll tag things math grunge.
Okay, that's cool.
Because we do not always play in 4/4, but but I like that.
No, I love when bands make their own like title for their own genre like that.
Yeah,
like math grunge. It's very cool.
Hashtag that's I think grunge. About as cool. Yeah, about as close as it gets. Math grunge.
Yeah, no, so that's what me and my project were doing for a while. We were like. Hashtag your it was like doom reggae or doom skank. So every single post we would make for the band, we'd make it hashtag doom skank,
right.
Doom reggae. So that'd be like kind of a catalog.
That's really
off
cool.
The side.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I do love when bands make their own little genre like that.
Yeah.
It's very cool. So yeah, what are your inspirations for this and whatnot? Like what Chloe was asking.
I mean, I pull from inspirations just across all kinds of genres. Like I've played drums like. In like punk bands and metalcore bands and grindcore bands, and like this is not any of that.
Yeah.
But like some of that
I can
stuff
hear the influence though a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, some of that stuff gets to come out like you know, just usually when we're not, you know, playing in a like an apartment, like, you know, it's generally very loud, like hard hitting, like kind of thing. So it's like anything that has like that energy behind it. Like it doesn't really matter the genre. Like I listen to, you know, like bluegrass and I listen to like metal and I listen to like nice acoustic-y guitar music and like all that, you know, I'd say for me influences my my playing and like, you know, what's brought to this project in some way or another.
Yeah definitely. I think for me I don't know, I mean I kind of just like got really into like I don't know, the first iteration of like indie rock, like in the early like O's or whatever, like The National and like Arcade Fire and like stuff like that. Which, interestingly enough, both of those bands sometimes do like odd time signatures, like within their whole like 4/4 scheme. It was kind of interesting because they also could be really poppy, which is I guess that's kind of like what I like, is like something that's like a little like still kind of can relate back and kind of connect with like a, you know, like solid like indie rock sound, but then like be heavier and be more interesting and kind of like delve into like the math world.
Okay, yeah.
So we said we have an EP out. Do you have any other releases?
We have like, I don't know, how many, five or something, I think.
Over EPs? The course of the year.
Yeah. Like
we've got a lot of EPs. We've got 2015? The last EP came out in 2021.
Yeah. It's and then 2019 minute. Before that, which would be the two that we've, yeah, he's been on.
We have
yeah.
music we're writing right now and we're trying to schedule some studio time in the summer. So
10 songs.
10 songs of full length.
Album.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's why it's
yeah.
taken so long between releases. But, you know, it'll be good when it comes out, hopefully, end of the year.
So,
be
even
able to
though
release it.
Yeah.
Us down here might not know, who are you recording with up there? I assume up in New York.
Yeah. I mean, we've been using the last couple albums. We've been working, well, the last album we worked with Mission Sound, which is just, it's in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Oliver Strauss, the engineer.
Yeah, he's great. We love him. We'll probably work with him again, I think, on the next album. And then there's a guy, Mark Plotty, who does all the mixing and the vocals. So he tracks the vocals and the mixes, and
very cool.
did some production too. So we'll use him again, I think, on this next album. So they've kind of been doing the more recent stuff. We've worked with another place up there, Behind the Curtains Media, on some of the older stuff.
And Gowanus,
Mike
Abuso.
Yeah. So kind of just, we've kept kept it local.
Yeah. So. Yeah, even though, like I said, we don't really know who those people are. But going Shout back to out. What we were talking about earlier, kind of went off tangent there. It is fine you guys are from New York. I like that, especially anyone who's welcome to be on the podcast, especially if they're trying to play in Richmond. You don't have to be from Richmond if you're trying to play in Richmond. Right. So, you know, ultimate dream, if we could do this, you know, for many, many years and actually get paid and stuff, and this could be a job, I'd love to have, like...
I want to go on tour.
Yeah.
I want to take
You want to go do it?
You can be the dog.
I think we should go on tour.
Okay. I was just thinking, like, set up little branches. Everyone can have their own little branch in New York or in Boston or in Maryland, and they can have, like, their own something sounds. And you know what I mean?
Oh.
For like everyone can have their own little local thing.
We can start a franchise.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's franchise. Yeah. Right. That's what I think would be really cool to do. Yeah. So that's why I think it'd be interesting and definitely to reach out. So we don't need necessarily need to be a tight-knit Wheeler Richmond group. You know what I mean? We need to be much more opening and accepting of that.
But what are they going to... Then it wouldn't be Chloe and Cole. And
or Chloe, exactly. You could just go to all those places.
We're the CEOs, okay?
Yeah.
We're
the heads of... Anyways,
we've got to right. So you're on tour. That's awesome.
Yes,
that's cool.
Currently
in the middle of the tour.
And we get to meet you.
How long is this tour? Where are you going? What's happening?
It's over today.
Well, it's not over. Yeah, we're still playing Garden Grove. It was a week long. Like, we went to all the Villes and all the boroughs. We went to, like, Carrboro, Greensboro. Those are the boroughs.
Nashville,
Knoxville, Louisville.
And Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem and Richmond.
And now Richmond.
Yeah.
Very cool. Salem, like... Massachusetts?
Winston-Salem,
North Carolina.
Okay. After
Winston
cigarettes.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was you went to Winston, then you went to Salem.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was like. That's cool, because I remember No Moniker had said they had played in Salem recently, and you said you knew them, so that's why I was thinking maybe you just
we
come
played with
from
episode.
Salem.
Yeah, we played with them in Richmond, actually. Okay. Yeah, we played with them in Richmond, I think, back in, like, it was, like, 2018 or something. It was, really, so we've been in touch with them. We just haven't been able to play with them again, but we'd love to.
Oh, great. I tapped out on the conversation for a second. I thought we were talking about the place they played in Salem.
Oh, no.
You were talking about No Moniker.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. I see you guys have the Mitras sticker.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, so we played with them.
Oh, the Mitras? The Mitras?
I say Mitras, too. Is it Mitras? Okay.
Well,
no, I don't. I'll go with what
if
you said.
They're listening, they can confirm.
Yeah.
We've had them on before.
We can probably go back and listen. Hello. Wants to say hi.
Jeez, Ranger.
Hello. Little sailor boy.
I would to ask
Come here.
Dog Break.
Come on up.
He might need some help.
Oh, yeah.
You
I forgot
just
he
up
has
up
a steps.
Yeah.
Come on up, bud.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Okay, bud.
The dog is now on the lap.
Yeah, for all you people listening out there, there's a dog lap situation.
We do miss Toby in this household, so it's nice to have pups.
It's actually the dog recording this right now. He just can't reach the pedals. What's y'all's songwriting process like?
Well, I guess I come with a... Because you always say this is what I do. I guess I come with, like, a song, like, bass, you know, like basically on the guitar and vocals for the most part. And then I'll... That's, like, kind of at the point where I'm like, oh, here. But now we're doing it a little bit differently this time. Like, I'm kind of... giving it over, like, sometimes a little bit earlier. It kind of depends, like, if the song might not be totally formed, but I at least have a verse and a chorus. It's like, oh, what do you think, you know? So it kind of goes like that, and then you'll have the drums, and then we'll, like, once we have the drums and the guitars and the vocals, we'll, like, go back and add the bass and, like, anything else. So
what I think is really interesting about your songwriting process is that you've said you generally start with lyrics instead of guitar.
Yeah, really for the most part. I hear it because I just go with, like, I'll have, like, a melody and I'll, like, a lyric, so in the melody in my head, and then that's, like, what I want. And it's kind of, like, reverse engineering it, and then at that point it's kind of, like, I just start changing things but it's based, it's kind of based on that, like, lyric vocal structure. There's some songs I've written on, like, just on guitar. I've come up with a riff, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll put some vocals to this. But I'd say that's, like, I don't know, 20% of the time.
That's interesting. No, I definitely, even though it's considered to be the unconventional way to sing it, to write a song, I definitely have found myself writing at least two or three of the last couple ones I did that way, and those happen to be some of my favorite ones. And they were definitely from, like, I reworked.
Oh, I always start lyrics first when I write songs. I think that makes the
most
sense.
I thought that was, like,
I don't know.
Odd.
It is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a little bit. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
You're supposed to record an album a certain way, and I don't particularly like that way, but, you know.
Right.
Okay.
You can go listen to the review of the Saturn Death Cult demo and see exactly how people like my Zit mixing. Ooh, I got crushed.
Okay. Noted, everybody.
Sorry.
Do that. Saturn Death Cult's cool. They're great.
Oh, I just remember, just so I get this right. I think it's the guy from Loxias. Am I saying that right? Because we played
that
with them.
Right.
So it's, that's who that Voodoo band. Mother is. It's someone from there. They couldn't play. And then they're like, oh, he's got this new band. So that's who that is. Okay. They were great. Played with them last time.
Very cool.
Yeah,
we got there.
Got
I
it.
Might have said their name wrong.
No, no,
but
no, no. You remembered Loxias, it on Loxias. Air. Therefore,
yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, yeah.
On air, quote unquote.
So, have you guys ever been on tour before?
Yeah.
You played in Richmond. That was a silly
question. Yeah. No, we try to go out a few times a year. I mean, right now, we plan them around like. Around my, I'm a teacher, I'm like a high school teacher. So like I've got midwinter break this week. Mm-hmm. And so like we plan them around kind of school breaks and like, mm-hmm. you know, it's a pretty good schedule for someone who wants to go on the occasional tour because like you get summers off, you get like a week off for this and for that. So like we try to do like at least a week, maybe like 3 times a year or something.
I mean, summer will go for longer.
Like, and then in the
like
summer we go for
2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. I think we're going a little bit longer this summer. We're going like most of July.
All of July.
Yeah.
What do you teach?
I teach geometry, like high school. Yeah.
Oh, math.
Yeah.
That was a
Ranger really loves you.
Yeah.
He's a pretty
very sweet.
Oh, Ranger. How cute he is.
Do you guys have a favorite? I'm going to ask this, and then I'm going to kind of backtrack. Do you guys have a favorite show you've ever played?
Favorites are so hard for me, so I'll just say it with the caveat that.
Caveat.
Yeah. There's a lot of shows that have been. Yeah, I guess very. Favorites for like different reasons, but
or something that just stands out, someone that was
special. I don't know, we had a really good show in Brooklyn. Oh well, it's not really technically Brooklyn, Queens, in New York recently. That was show was pretty good just because it was like, I don't know, there's good bands on it and I don't know, we like the venue.
Yeah,
but that's kind of boring answer.
No, that's good.
Back before you joined, I mean, one of my favorite shows was a house show in Norfolk, Virginia.
Hi.
Which is in a kitchen. And there was like a performance art band who played and then us and then this like heavier band. It was such like an eclectic bill. And we were playing in the kitchen, like literally in the kitchen. And there were like, everything was like banging around
right.
the kitchen. So
the only place you can play for free in Norfolk or Virginia Beach in that area is somebody's kitchen.
Yeah, it's unfortunately no longer there, but that was fun. What about you?
Oh, God, I don't know. Favorites are hard for me, too. I mean... When I was playing some grindcore band, not in this band. I don't know if this
our band.
That. Our band? Yes. I don't know. I was going to say, well, it doesn't matter now, I guess. I guess story for another time. Yeah, no, I don't know. Can't. I'll go with one of the ones you said.
Okay. You weren't at one of them, though.
Well, I'll do the first one, then.
So, what's the music scene like in New York? What's it like in the Big Apple? Brooklyn?
It's a lot of solo and double and, like, duo acts. It's not much actual bands. Am I correct in that?
There are bands.
There's a ton of bands.
Okay.
There are bands.
I would say no. Okay. Yeah, I would say no. I mean, there are a lot. There's a lot of everything, I think. There's a lot of singer-songwriters. There's a lot of... But no, there's definitely a big... I mean, especially, like, in like Brooklyn, like, Bushwick, like, that mm-hmm. area. Like, there's
okay.
definitely, like, a big, like, band scene.
I was just wondering. I've just been for years now since I toured up with Slow Game that one summer. We played like 2 shows in New York and I was talking to some people. Most of them were saying solo is the way to go now because of the small venues and like the pay-to-play. Not pay-to-pay, but just how the payment comes out. Like a lot of people are either doubling up or just doing solo stuff. So I was just wondering if that was...
That's fascinating.
Still
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Besides, that was also a different part of New York that wasn't Brooklyn, so...
Right.
I mean, I think that's the thing. If you're playing in... There's a couple places in Manhattan that, like, bands play at and that are fine. Mm. But, like, the scene, I guess, is really kind of centered, in Brooklyn. And now, like, Ridgewood, which is technically Queens. Like, it borders, borders Bushwick. But...
I mean, the scene overall feels, like, really, like, sort of... At least to me, like, sort of fragmented and clicky and, like... kind of feel like it's not cohesive in a way that it is like in a smaller town, like
right it's
you
kind,
like everybody knows, like we were in Greensboro and like we were in Carrboro talking about the next night in Greensboro, which is like a 45 minute drive from Carrboro, and like the people who were there, like we were telling them the bands they were, and like everybody knows everyone. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, oh yeah, I know so and so in that band, I know so and so in that band. It's just like obviously not how it is in New York, like there's mm-hmm. like 8 million people who live there, so it's like, and like, you know, a large percentage of them are there because they're, you know, I don't know, doing music or doing art or mm-hmm. something. So it's like, you know, a draw. So it's really hard to like stand out. It's hard to like, I don't know, like gain any traction. It's just like, it's a double-edged sword. Cause like you go there, like I went there, I moved there, to do music stuff. And like a lot of people do that, but then it's like, now you're in this, you know, big pool of lots of fish, and it offers a lot of like opportunity for like, you know, meeting other people, like getting involved in some kind of a music community, because there are a lot of musicians there, but also then, you know, it's diluted in a way.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find your place, like for sure. Like I feel like even us now as a band, like we're still like trying to figure out like what, like, where do we fit in, and like, you know, who should we be playing with. And I think, yeah, just like trying to find like the right bands and just the kind of the right mm-hmm. like group of people to kind of be playing with. So it's like ever evolving, but it is kind of hard because it is, yeah, it's like so many little towns all in yeah. one.
No, that is good. That is very interesting. That is another point I have heard, but wasn't touched upon as much. The fact that it is like so small but so big.
Yeah,
so many people with such a small amount of pace and place. And yes, there are like I've heard it is fragmented in that yeah. way.
Yeah, down here everyone knows everyone. Everyone's right. in everyone's band.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's all just one big band.
It's like, yeah, there are a lot of cross genre bills going around.
Right.
Yeah. Like soon I will be the band. I've decided I'm taking over the Richmond Music
scene. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. If only it were that easy. Chloe's Corner?
Sure, we can enter Chloe's Corner. Welcome to my corner.
Chloe's Corner.
Chloe's so a different segment. What of
this? Yes. This is more just fun questions.
This is just not music talk.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ease it up after all the harsh.
I've come up with new questions, okay. Believe it or not.
That's great.
Okay.
I prepared from the episode. I didn't actually prepare, but I listened to the...
Well, I mean, you can answer some of the formats.
No, I'm kidding.
Like.
I'm
about to say, it sounds like we should not answer.
Well, okay. We got this one.
You do. You're answering first, whatever it is.
What's okay. scarier, space or the ocean?
God damn, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Is that your original one? Did someone help you come up with that? Did you steal
something? I saw someone ask a very similar question okay. online.
That's a very good one.
It scared me. I'm going to go with space, just because it's so unknown, you know. I mean, I guess parts of the ocean are too, but just for some reason, like, the idea of, like, being up in space and, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, falling through the universe or whatever sounds really terrifying.
Yeah. They're both pretty scary, just to, you know, provide a little dynamism, some texture. I'll go with the other one, the ocean.
Because
it's so close, you'd think we'd know so much about it, but there's so much that we don't know. And so maybe for that reason, it's even scarier.
And it's like, what's happening? Are you like drowning? Are you like, you know, like what's the
I feel like context? I feel like if when they ask this question, I feel like you're in a fully ventilated suit and you got just enough oxygen.
Sure.
So just like for like to like be there and explore it,
and
or
die.
Just like the
or die. Okay.
No. Yeah. And die. You're and going die. To die.
Oh,
like, you're, gotcha. Yeah. That's what I'm assuming it is.
Yeah. Drowning sounds like a terrible way to die, but like I guess also does.
You're just running out of air is what you're gonna do, but you're
yeah.
gonna be
yeah.
doing it in the vast
right.
amount of the ocean
I'm
or
this
space.
Like you just get to go visit, like
yeah,
like you're in a little bubble. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even think it was that. I didn't even think it was like you're there. I just like the idea of space or the idea of the ocean.
That's kind
of
how I first answered it. Yeah,
the expanse yeah. of space or the expanse of the ocean. Like what is a scarier idea?
See, that's I feel like I'd be more of, like I would enjoy space. But I'd also be scared of. I feel like that's more like logically scary. But like I feel like more like the actual like lizard brain fear is going to be the ocean for me, because I know there's shit in there that can get me at any point.
The ocean is full of scary things.
And like you can't see so far in front of you. You know what I mean? Because something could just kind of come out and you're like, oh, you know. But in space, you can see for light years, I guess. You can see something coming at you from space.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're looking at the right direction.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's just me.
I took a class called Telematic Art, which is art at a distance. And for our final, my professor bought us a star. And so it's art at a distance, and we're looking into the future, and it's looking at us in the past.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Space. Right. So big, so scary.
Yeah.
Ocean, also scary. I keep finding out more things in the ocean, and I'm just freaking out. Okay. Another interesting question. Writing utensils are very important to me. Do you have a favorite pen or pencil?
Yeah, Pilot G2.
Of course.
Yeah.
I hate the one I'm holding. This is my favorite kind of pen.
I just like a good pencil. So, mechanical? As you know, they're all over. I dry leave them everywhere. Yeah. A mechanical pencil, like, I don't know what their sizes are. 0.7, is that a size? 0.7, I think. 0.9.
Yeah, I think it's 0.7.
Yeah, I just prefer, especially for, like, lyrics and stuff, like, I prefer writing in a pencil, like, even other stuff, like, calendar things, like, writing in a pencil. I could erase it.
Yeah.
Okay, I love Brooklyn. It's my favorite place to visit when I go to New York.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah. Where... maybe I'm going, maybe Cole's going, maybe one of our listeners is visiting Brooklyn, or I guess the whole of, all of New York. Where should we go? What should we do?
So
you don't feel like you're just like a poser or just a tourist, you know what I mean? What's the actual good place to be like, okay, this is Brooklyn or this is New York?
I think it depends on what you want to do. It depends on the person. It depends on, like, you know, if you want to go out to eat? Do you want to go to a show? Do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to go to a cemetery? Like, there's so many different things you can do.
Good options. Yeah,
cemetery piqued my interest.
Yeah, there's a Greenwood Cemetery has like tours and stuff. And
it's really beautiful.
They do cool stuff. One of my favorite things to do in the city, because it's not something that many people do in the city, is like take advantage of like the natural beauty that is there. Like, it's, you know, maybe harder to find in New York than anywhere else. But like we live close to like so much water, so like I get out my kayak as often as I can. Ends up only being like a couple times a year, but just like you can launch, you know, from a lot of different places, like right in our neighborhood. We're less than a mile away from a kayak launch point that like no one ever uses. So just like get out on the water, kayak around, like see the city from like a totally new perspective, and like no one's ever out doing it. So it's like, you know, for anyone who kind of likes outdoorsy stuff, like you wouldn't expect to be able to do something like that in New York. But
you
like,
can also take a kayak, which we almost did that day, into Prospect Park, which is the big park in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So you can go to Central Park in Manhattan or Prospect Park in Brooklyn. But yeah, they have a little lake in the middle. They have rentals too, I think, which is just like nice. It's just like if you're like, oh, like the city's so crazy, like I need to get away. But Brooklyn really, I mean, it's like is very different than Manhattan. Yeah. I mean, there's parts that are getting a little crazier, but but like for music and stuff, definitely go to Bushwick, you know, East Williamsburg. There's a few venues that are, you know, just fine. Like Our Wicked Lady, for example, if you just went there on any night of the week, you'd probably find like a good, you know, decent like rock show happening.
St. Vitus and Greenpoint are bigger shows.
A lot of
shows.
People come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like mid-level shows, but like bigger than Our Wicked Lady.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you just want to catch some like local music, probably like Our Wicked Lady, but then yeah, like St. Vitus probably has.
There's a lot of good vegan spots, you know, we could recommend people.
Yeah, there's that. I don't know. God, there's just so much. Like the Subway Museum is great for people like museums and just like a little bit of history. Cool. Like it's just a cool, like goes over the history of the Subway, and like it's not, I mean, it is good for children because it has all this hands-on stuff, but it's not like purposely just for children. Like adults go, and it's really cool because there's like hands-on stuff and you can see like old, I don't know, subways and stuff. So
yeah, there's like there's all the big museums that everybody goes to, you know, like MoMA and like
and
the Guggenheim,
and they're all great.
And they're all great, I'm sure, but like the Tenement Museum.
Yeah, there's like these
and the Transit Museum.
Museums.
Like those are like A+.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just gonna take a picture of this because it's so cute.
So when you are, I assume, because I'd like to, when I listen to stuff, look at the pictures that are happening online, even though they're posted afterwards.
Yeah.
If you listen to this interview, go look at the Instagram right now, and probably towards the end of the pictures, you will probably see me and Joey sitting here with dogs on our laps. This has been happening for the past 15 minutes or so in the interview. So this has been
Ranger
been great.
Is like so comfortable.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Just loves you.
It's the last day of tour. Gotta get it in while
you're here. Oh, Ranger. Try to wrap up maybe 5 minutes or so?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's pretty much... unless anyone thought about who they want to have dinner with, unless came around. If not, we can leave the corner. We can enter the round table.
Leave the corner.
Enter the round table.
Okay, no, I like that.
Dinner, yeah. Or even getting a beer with, or whatever version of that question is. I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, nothing.
No
for
worries.
That.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll come back. We'll circle around.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like Rasputin would be really fun.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I used to be really afraid of him for a long time because of the Anastasia movie, but like I think on the fifth time of listening through the last podcast version of him, I've come around. I like him. He's fun.
I'd want to eat with Anthony Bourdain, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Just, yeah, that'd be fun. One.
Yeah.
I just in life.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like for me, like I've never liked the idea of like... like, I don't know, like the meet and greet things that like bands will offer for people. It's like, it's like so like just
awkward.
Not something that like I like for me, that just like gives me so much like anxiety to think about like, oh, what am I going to talk about this person? Like, oh, I love your music. It's like, I don't know. Like, so I wouldn't want to meet with anyone like famous. If anybody would be like, I don't know, like a dead family member or something, or like, or just a friend.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. The first person of your ancestors to come over to America or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah.
That
like
is
that.
A good one. Oh,
I like
man.
That a lot. See, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah. If I could have, yeah, yeah, any one of those people came over, that'd be an interesting talk. Although they probably spoke Italian. I wouldn't know.
It's okay. There's a translator. There's okay, subtitles. Right. No worries.
Subtitles.
Yeah, there are sometimes, because like I took 4 semesters of Spanish, but don't know it very well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I work with Maria in the truck at my work, I need to tell her something. I will fucking Google Translate that shit and just say it. Because the only thing I know I'll say off the top of my head is, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
It's not can. It's can I, not I'm going to. It's can I specifically. Right. I don't know how to conjugate.
The kitchen where I work speaks Spanish, and we just pass the phone around.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Fair.
I love technology.
Yeah.
The best thing ever to happen in the entire history of the world. Okay, cool. Well, do we have any band goals? What's the next move after this tour? We're recording.
Really? Yeah, it's recording, and this will be our first full length. So that's kind of exciting. Yeah, and sweet. Then probably do some videos. You know, some music videos for that as well, which we really like doing. So there'll be some of that, and then yeah, just continuing to kind of play and make sure we're getting out on the tour schedule. Yeah.
If we want to listen to your music, where can we find it?
Well, we're on Bandcamp and Spotify. So, and really like all of the like Apple Music and like all of that and stuff. But if you have a Spotify account, like we're on there, and Bandcamp, you can listen to it for free on there. And then our main website is castleblackmusic.com. Mm-hmm. And that links to kind of all our social media and the store and all
of that.
Yeah,
I feel like when we ask that question, it only really applies to like bands who are like just started out and only have like SoundCloud or like
yeah.
Spotify, not Spotify, yeah. Like Bandcamp.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
usually just be like Castle Black everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
works
a lot better now.
Castle Black.
I feel like the question is, can we just find you at Castle Black everywhere or something like that?
Oh, no.
But
we can find you at Castle Black everywhere. And you should probably follow them as well as us on River City Sounds everywhere.
We're on Instagram, not Twitter.
Yeah, we're not on Twitter, I guess.
We don't have a website.
No. But you can search it. It's going to come up on the Instagram. It's going to come up on the Spotify. And then all those...
One last question.
Yeah.
Do you guys listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you listen to?
Yeah, what's your favorite podcast?
Absolutely.
Or what you know.
I start off in the morning with like news podcasts, just like NPR, like news podcasts and... Crooked Media news podcast. Okay. And then like throughout the day I try not to listen to news after 4, so then like I don't know, there's a lot of health podcasts and like other things. Yours are probably more interesting from a like
those are interesting.
Well, yeah, all right.
Yeah, just, yeah. Yeah,
like they got like the spooky story ones, like
I
really
listen to
that.
We just started the new season of Serial halfway through that
was interesting.
Yeah. I listen to comedy podcasts like Comedy Bang Bang. I listen to movie podcast, Big Picture. You know, they talk about movies and stuff.
We love podcasts, though.
Yeah, we
podcasts
love podcasts. For like
almost more than music. I feel like I listen to podcasts sometimes. Like, I should listen to some more music.
We
get really into podcasts.
Most of our drives, I feel like, are taken up with podcasts instead. Like for musicians, like we really don't listen to that much music. I feel like I go in cycles though, because I've said that for a long time as like kind of like a joke. But like recently in the last like 2 months, I have been listening to a lot more music, even just like nostalgia. Like that helps on long drives too. If I'm falling asleep, just like go down the nostalgia road of like, you know, oh, I haven't listened to this in 15 years. And it just like wakes my brain up. But a lot of podcasts anyway, sprinkled in there too.
What do you listen to your podcasts on? Do you have a certain app?
Oh, God.
Anchor.
Like,
I know the answer to this question.
I don't even know. I hear Anchor's advertised on some of the podcasts I listen to, so I don't really know much about it. But
well,
yeah,
I know that they, power to the people. Like, it's free, right?
Yes, it's free.
Yeah.
Okay. The major thing is that we can distribute on it for free.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
can also attract advertisers through there as well. So it's great for distribution for
yeah.
low-level podcasts. And you can also listen to other people's podcasts on
yeah.
there too. So it's
okay.
kind of
Michael
make
Moore's
your own
podcast is on
yeah.
Anchor.
Yeah.
I think he blew it up for me anyway. But put it on the map. And then you all. You know?
Yeah.
Anchor. Yeah. Spotify doesn't have everything that you want. Besides River City Sounds, which is the best podcast on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But you should probably listen to it on Anchor FM.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we should.
Yeah.
Do you think they won't take us seriously if we're laughing the entire time in the background?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I still don't know.
Who knew about Anchor FM before we talked about it?
Nobody. It's
no
us.
One ever.
We got you off the map. Give us money.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's been great to have you on. Thank you for coming
thank
to
you
our
for
place.
Having us.
Thank
yes,
you.
And
yeah.
Thank you for
thank
sharing
you
the
so
pops
much.
There.
Yeah.
Gotten me in a good mood.
Aww.
Oh, Ranger.
Day change.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for allowing them here.
Of course. Think?
What?
Is Ranger a therapy dog?
Yeah, look at him.
Maybe.
That's why I was wondering, because I was asking them earlier, because I saw the sweater, and I was like, oh, is Ranger a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wears clothing.
Yeah, he gets itchy, so...
It was specifically the puffiness of it. It was kind of like the dog version of, like, this dork thinks he's gonna drown from Back to the Future.
Ranger has quite an extensive clothing collection.
He really does.
Toby did have quite a bit of clothes as well. Aww. She dressed like Grogu, Baby Yoda, for those of colloquials.
I love Baby Yoda. And I don't do Star Wars. I don't do The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That's
I
why
just
she calls
like Baby
Yoda.
The restaurant I worked at did Baby Yoda shots, and they were green, and then we put two limes on them and wrapped them in a paper towel.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty cute.
It. So annoying to
sounds
make.
Sounds nice.
So cute. Okay. Well, cool. Thank you for being here with us. I hope you've had an amazing tour, and I hope tonight is probably the best night of tour ever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you drive safe getting
thank
back
you.
Home. It's a
thank
long
you
drive.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank
so
you
fun
for having
being
me.
Up here.
It's going to be a great episode, and then we are going to be back tomorrow with another episode. Because
also excited about.
We're not going to do that again.
thank you for listening to River City Sounds. I'm Chloe.
I'm Cole, and this is going to be hard to edit.
This was episode 73, and we were here with...
Castle Black, Joey and
Castle
Lee.
Castle Black. Womp, 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 womp.
And Jed and Ranger.
And Jed and Ranger. Yay!
Yeah!
Like, comment, subscribe, listen to us on Anchor FM.
Oh, damn, I was about to say sticker, too.
Brilliant talons far and wide. I plea before thee to my side. Be there a thunderous noise up high, booming, looming, call to die. We'll be right back. Like a punctured balloon doll, she deflates slowly. Watch her fall.
Guided to the city, I was guided to the sea. Keep your pack now, turn your back now, it won't matter more to me. I was guided to the city, I was guided to the sea. Keep your pack now, don't look back now, it won't matter to the thing to
silence.